Pay up, James.
This is how it always happens.
I accept Venmo and sexual favors.
Go with sexual favors. It'll be way shorter.
Greetings, Afroposse, and buckle up for the sex. It's the Apropos of Nothing podcast.
Buckle with your host,
sexual favors.
Salsa!
James!
And Jenna!
Ooh, boy howdy.
Yeah.
We're going to get sexual harassment right in out the back.
Oh, my God.
Just parking and porking and...
pinking and poking and prodding and...
Pinkin'
Plorkin'.
And poking
and parkin'
and parkin'.
All right. What are you drinking, Jenna?
Well, I'm drinking tea. I am having a dryish January. There are two very specific moments this month that I will not be partaking in dry January. Mm-hmm. But this podcast is not one of them. Ooh. So tonight I am drinking green tea with elderberry. And honey.
Lovely.
Elderberry.
Elderberry. I'm going to put my pinky.
I'm a berry.
Here's the thing. My pinky is currently out.
That's
But I am normally a pinky up person. But I can't up it when I'm drinking tea because of the way my hand curves around the handle because it's too hot. So my pinky is currently out.
Okay.
I felt you all needed to know that.
That is a powerful distinction that we have made.
It is.
Tonight.
You are welcome.
James.
Yes, Salsa.
We are going to be also partaking in a beverage that is alcoholic because Jenna's not drinking, so we get beer!
Beer.
I was at a brewery, and I was like, we gotta get beer. Jenna's not drinking. We gotta get beer. What are we gonna get? Something for me and James to drink. That's just gonna be for me and James. Mm. And then it hit me. Like, literally, it was like it was speaking to me.
Oh,
like,
no.
Oh!
What the heck? Oh my God!
We are drinking! We are drinking!
Careful how you phrase this.
Oh.
James!
Oh my God!
Let me adjust my cup here.
To clarify.
please fucking do.
I was at Invictus Brewing, and they have a maple pecan nut brown ale that is called.
Nut.
James.
Story checks out.
Yep.
Yeah.
And so I was just like, what are we going to have to drink? And then, like I said, it was literally like it was written across that was, well, that.
That.
Is what.
Yeah.
We will be drinking James
We will
tonight.
Be drinking James.
Cool.
So
and next week, Salsa.
I really hope you enjoy James.
Yes.
Self-love is important.
Look, it's not the first time that I've had it, and it won't be the last.
Is this going to be cannibalism?
Concerns?
Crowlerism.
Crowlerism. God damn it.
Yeah, well.
Like, here's the thing. Like, I will say that I am glad to not participate in the drinking of James for a variety of reasons.
Yeah.
Tonight. But I do hope you both enjoy the experience.
The smooth, refreshing taste of me.
So speaking of sexual favors.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Bottoms up?
Wow. Fuck. I have concerns.
Yeah, so like I said, this is...
So wait, what kind of, is it a stout and ale?
This is a nut brown ale.
Nut brown ale.
It is a maple pecan nut brown ale.
So I'm going to go earthier? I'm just making guesses. I don't drink beer.
It's nutty, is really what it is.
Okay. You're nutty.
Tasting notes
James
of...
James is nutty.
That's very
James
true.
James is nutty.
James is nuts. Tasting notes, caramel, toffee, pecan, and maple.
That sounds... I'm excited, so.
I'm Here sure we go. You are.
Bonk.
Well, the two of them are tasting James's nuts. I feel I should regale you with stories. I won't, but I feel like I should.
Oh, that's got a nice round flavor to it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
All right.
A little thick.
A little thick?
It is kind of slow, too.
Mostly around the head.
Yep. Oh, well, all right. Now it just sounds like you're bragging.
No, different kind of thick.
Oh.
Upper head.
Yep. And slow.
Yep.
Well, we all knew that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, people tuning in for the first time know that.
Yeah. They tuned in and they went, oh.
Oh, oh, that's the guy.
Got it. Anyway. Mm-hmm. No, I was at Invictus because... I was up in the Blaine. Invictus is in Blaine. And I was in Blaine because my daughter had a hockey tournament.
I am, for one, I'm shocked.
I know, right?
Mm.
We did well.
Oh!
We ended up getting the fourth place trophy.
Oh.
Considering we didn't win a single game last year, this is a big improvement.
Really that's fucking good. Yeah, well, goddamn done.
And this is shortly after they moved your daughter to center. Is that correct?
She was doing some wing to this time around. Actually played in the third game, she played defense. They kind of swapped everything. They had... I don't know if they were just mixing things up or if they were trying to, like, give people different energy reserves or what was going on.
Sure.
But a lot of the forwards went to defense and a lot of defense went to forward. And they won that game, so something worked.
I guess it worked.
But, yeah, it was... They were
sometimes
doing...
a fresh perspective is everything.
It's the Roman rotation.
Yeah.
The people at the front will be moved to the back where they can...
Mm-hmm. So she got shuffled around a lot. She played all three positions, really, over the course of this tournament. Mm-hmm. But it was up in the Blaine Super Rink.
Which, I had no idea that was a thing.
They have this... It is a building with... 8 ice sheets.
Mm.
Jeez.
To put that into perspective, Big, which is a big complex, has 3. And that is a big rink. Most have 1 or 2.
Right.
Like, this has 8. That is also because they are the hockey sheets for Blaine and Maple Grove and Ironside and like,
sometimes people buying tickets will want to see the game, but they'll want to see it an hour later, and so
there's
two screening on 2 ices.
But this super rink is part of a bigger complex of sports fields, and there are like 50, I'm not exaggerating, like soccer fields / baseball fields / football fields all in this big area.
Accurate to everything that I've known about Blaine.
Yeah.
When I was growing up, my best friend's dad lived in Blaine. She stayed primarily with her mom in the cities, but her dad lived in Blaine. And they were building this, they number one, sports was all they talked about. But they were talking about, like, getting more sports stuff and sports. And I know, because I wasn't paying attention, but like they were saying something about a sports building and making more sports.
Yeah.
And so, then there would be more sports on top of the sports. So I'm not surprised by this at all.
It's this huge campus that has, like I said, the building with 8 sheets. It's got a U of M health building.
Yep.
It's got a golf course over there. It's got, like I said, something like 50 different soccer and football and baseball fields and stuff like that. They have the Loons, the professional soccer team. Like, that's their practice facility is up there. Like, it's this giant campus of sport. So they were able to do this tournament. And this tournament had 9 different divisions.
Yeah.
Like, they had the boys peewees, boys bantams, girls 10UA, 10UB, 12U, 10-12UB, 15U. Like, all of these all happening at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And they were able to do it because they've got such a huge fucking campus.
I am not crazy. The National Sports Center in Blaine opened in 1990.
Yep.
A multi-sport complex located in Blaine, Minnesota. It's 600 acre site.
Jesus
includes
Christ.
A soccer stadium, over 50 full-size soccer fields, a golf course, a meeting and convention facility, an 8-sheet ice rink, the super rink. Oh my God.
Yep. It's big.
Now, well, a list of things it's hosted. 600 acres.
Yep.
The Minnesota Renaissance Festival is 23 acres.
Yeah.
Just to give you some
perspective.
The horse farm and forest that I grew up in Was 55.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, like, I'm not crazy. I do actually remember this from middle school. Yeah.
No, it's big. Right. So, but that's where the tournament was. They won their first game, lost their second, won their third, and that put them in the bracket for the third and fourth place game. Hmm. And then dropped that game, unfortunately, but Lilibeth did score a goal in that game.
Yay! Very nice.
The lone goal for our team in that game. We were facing Edina.
Ooh.
So
shit.
she scored on Edina, which we're pretty proud of.
Yeah.
Stopping
for ice cream. Yeah.
Oh, we absolutely did. We 100% did that.
Well, I know that you didn't win that game, but you showed those kids.
Yes. they got a trophy, and I mean, she was just so proud. She was like, there's going to be a trophy at Bloomington Ice Garden, that's ours.
Yeah.
Like, that was just so awesome. Special for her. So, babe, really, really proud of her. But it meant a lot of driving.
Yeah, I can imagine.
I believe
and that's
it.
Just inside the super complex.
Yeah. That's within the 600
Jesus.
Acres.
Yeah.
It took you a half an hour to get from the gate to the sports part that you needed to be
like
at.
I'm imagining Heathrow Airport.
But just on the edge of this campus is Invictus Brewing, which is where we had all of our safety meetings.
yes.
Oh, good.
I've explained this in the past, but safety meetings are after the parents have dropped off the kids for warm ups and stuff, and we've got an hour before we have.
You have an hour to warm up.
So we go and talk about safety somewhere, which is delightful. But. Yeah, it was. At one point, the coach sent a message out, and I will read this. Definitely a direct correlation with safety meetings and the girls getting to the rink early. Coaching staff approves.
Wonderful. Yeah?
Yes.
Invictus does something really, really cool with the technology that they have.
Okay.
So you go in, you sit down at your table, and your table has a QR code on it.
Yes.
And they have software that you scan your QR code, you start the tab on your phone.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You order your drinks, including crowlers, growlers, whatever, your drinks.
Sure.
You order it.
James,
they
apparently.
Bring it to your table, and then when you're done, you close your tab.
Yeah.
And you're done.
Yeah.
Like, that easy.
This is kind of the new model, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that I've always had to, with this kind of model, close a tab with a server specific.
Mm-hmm. No, this one, as you...
So I will say, like, the being able to close at the QR app listing thing.
It is
you
wish. Set up... Your
but
when you make your first order, you fill in your credit card information.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So before you've made your first order, they have that.
Yes.
So if you walk away and you don't close it, they have that.
I've definitely seen similar type things, but in the past I've always had to close with a server. I think closing on the app is a newer thing. And I think all of this came about because of COVID.
Probably.
Nobody wanted to talk to or touch anyone.
The ones that I've experienced, you don't get to have a running tab. Every time you order, you pay for
this
it.
This one absolutely
do.
And it's great.
I've had a different experience. I don't think I've had to close it every time. I think I have had a running tab.
Yeah.
With everyone that I've done.
Gotcha.
But I still had to close out with a server because they wanted give me more tip money.
Sure, sure.
Well,
they wanted you to look directly into their eyes.
As I signed the zero.
Yep.
Yeah.
Holy fuck. But
I tip more than that.
You order, you put down what you want.
It's a joke.
And then you hit order and it asks you, are you still at this table?
Nice.
If you move tables,
you can
that's fine. You can do that.
Okay, that's cool.
That's also very
cool. Similar experience with Kieran's last St. Patty's Day type situation.
Yep.
You couldn't move. You were, this is your table, and this is where you will be, and fuck you for going anywhere else. Also, on St. Patty's Day, I get it. Like, I'm not going to be bitchy about that.
Yeah, yeah.
At an Irish pub on St. Patty's.
Yeah, they're high-strung.
Like, there's a lot going on there. But
Before you... before every order, they say, are you still at this table or have you moved to a different table?
Mm-hmm.
And so you can
that is glorious.
Move around. And
that
then
is
when,
the best app. Yeah,
and then when you get done, you just close your tab it? And walk out the
oh
door.
Oh, my God, that's glorious.
It's really nice. You do still have to, for the food, get up and go to the counter for the food. But then you mm-hmm. can say, bring it to this table and mm-hmm. walk away. So that's pretty cool. And the food, pretty damn good, too.
Yeah.
So all in all, it was a really nice experience
Excellent.
All around. Invictus, give it a try. I enjoyed it a great deal.
Have some James.
Have some yes. James on us.
You too can have a mouthful of James.
Yes.
I'm so glad it's dry month for me. All right, continue, Jimmy.
I mean, it's getting drier
by the
minute.
I was going to say, if it wasn't a dry month before, it sure is.
Oh, God, my vagina.
Now. I heard the sound of capillary action.
Yeah. It was impressive, man. What else did you do, Salsa?
Well, we celebrated New Year.
Yay! New Year's!
And we celebrated New Year's in the most middle-aged way.
with two children?
Yeah. Middle-aged so two kids? We went to a friend's house. Mm-hmm. And we...
Did they also have children?
No, we were the only ones with kids, but just friends of mostly my spouse's college friends.
Oh, okay.
So that group.
Gotcha.
And we, you know, got together and we had noshes and we hung out and we talked and then we played some like Mario Kart and stuff like that. And then around 10 o'clock, we all looked at each other and went,
and that was gonna be
we're kind of... We're kind of done. And it wasn't like one person who was like, I think I'm done. And everybody else is like, no, we're going to... Like, everybody just kind of went, we're...
Yeah.
And
I think we're just going to kind
of... I'm going to go.
Go now.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so the whole party wrapped up, and then we went home and sent the kids to bed, and the kids were really disappointed about that.
So I bet they were.
So at like... 5 minutes to midnight, I crept upstairs and I woke him up and we came downstairs and we had a little bit of champagne.
That's really sweet.
Okay. I was about to say, your poor children, though.
Yeah, no, you know.
They're at just the right age where that timing is actually important.
So there was 5 minutes before and then 5 minutes after where they were awake. And then it was just like, okay, back off to bed. And then my wife and I also went to bed because fuck that. But yeah, that was our New Year's. Cause yeah,
Jenna and I are making eye contact.
We also shared New Year's. I think I'm going to start backwards. Actually,
oh,
the
go ahead.
Final New Year's that I participated in
on
was
the 12th
at
day
the
of
same
New Year's.
Place of James.
It is a pretty
I went to three different shindigs that night. The last one was the one with all of my boothies.
Woo!
And a bunch of people I didn't know. And aside from James, I think everybody was at least a decade younger than me. It was a young crowd. There was a lot of drinking and chaos. And chaos.
Awful.
And then there was more chaos. So at this particular party... that James and I were at.
Mm-hmm. We did a booth thing together.
We did do a booth thing together.
Wasn't on a Sunday.
There were a bunch of boothies. Not on a Sunday. No, mm-hmm. It was on a New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
Once upon a New Year's Eve. But...
Once upon a New Year's dreary.
I'm going to...
Oh, my God.
So before New Year's even happened, there were some glasses that got broken. I don't mean like face glasses. I mean drinking glasses.
Thank you for clarifying.
Yes. I, as I looked around at all of the four eyes at this AON lab, I went, what? You have two eyes and James has two eyes. I can see four eyes.
I didn't say anything.
Okay, you just kind of looked at
me. Your face did.
Through your glasses. And anyway.
Now it's saying something
so
different.
So there was broken glass on the floor. And a bunch of drunk children.
That's how you know that it's a drunk children party.
Yeah. So there was broken glass on the floor and drunk children. And drunk children were trying to take care of this. And I said, stop. And let's be clear. The glass was 3 feet away from me.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
There were drunk children 2 feet to my right that had just broken said glass. There were some people sitting down. And I told everybody to stop. And I reached into my purse that I had slung on the back of my chair, and I pulled out my house shoes. And I put my house shoes on. And I said, you two, back the fuck up. Stop trying to touch the glass. Back the fuck up. But just back up. Get me a broom and a dustpan. And so they go off to find the host to get a broom and a dustpan. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, I'm picking up some of the larger shards. And then suddenly, a broom and a dustpan appeared. And so myself and James's spouse, who was sitting, making sure that they were not touching the floor in any way, shape, or form, being glorious
about the whole thing. Keep the drunk children
away. Yes. And so we were cleaning things up. And there were some tiny shards. And I said, you, go get me some paper towel, damp, but not sopping. And I got something similar. Was it you? I don't remember. I just started pointing at people at one point.
It was not me, because I was fending people off from the other room.
I appreciate you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then we get the damp paper towel. Yep. And so I'm wiping with the damp paper. Yeah. I went into pure mom mode and I am surrounded by children who have been drinking.
Yeah. God damn.
And in the meantime, especially because at the beginning of the cleanup, they were like putting the glass up
next to the food.
And Jenna's like, we don't
do that.
No. You stop doing that.
Now we're throwing this away.
Yeah, you go.
This goes into the trash.
Away. Well, and after I cleaned everything else up,
right.
I had been like, I had my brain on that thing where they had put glass. And then I like flagged over the host as I was finishing up. I was like, by the way, so the children here at your party have put glass on this thing. And he was like, oh, well, we're just going to take this entire tray away then. And I was like, excellent. We are all on the same page.
Yep.
I'm just like, why? Why would you pick up shards of glass and put it with the food, you imbecile? I didn't say that.
Eating glass is a terrible idea.
Yeah, who the fuck would do that?
I have interesting news.
I feel like you're properly trained, and definitely nobody else at this party should be eating glass. That. I'm the closest there is, and that still isn't a good idea.
So we accidentally left the party with a door prize. I was unpacking one of the snack bags.
Yes, I do remember this.
And there was just a...
Because your spouse told me that they were going to take a look at that. And I think in amongst the rest of the cleaning did not take a look at that because the bag was on the ground when the glass broke.
Yep. So there was a sizable...
chunk.
Hank of glass in there. So that's exciting.
Yeah.
That bag's going through the wash.
Glad you didn't just reach your arm in there.
Glad you didn't eat that.
Yeah, me too.
Without the proper training.
Correct. Yeah. So,
because you got to grind it real fine.
I will agree. But the host and many of the people there were super lovely. And we had a great time.
Yeah.
Taught people a couple of different games.
Specific thing that kept happening over and over again over the course of the evening.
There was.
That we then fucked with people on later.
Yes.
Your mention of your house slippers, by the way, reminded me that at said party.
I was so very old.
I brought my house slippers and my smoking cap and my smoking jacket.
Nice.
That's wonderful.
So I looked very Gomez. Yes.
Well, I just happen to have house shoes because these do have actual soles on them.
Mm-hmm.
I have a sole.
Two of them, actually.
I have two of them, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I will put on the shoes, but I have them in my purse because I wear them when I come here.
Yep, to keep feet warm.
To keep the cat hair
also,
from collecting on my socks.
Oh, okay. That too. That
is actually the biggest thing. And then I wap them before I go inside at my place.
There you are.
So that I'm not dragging cat hair into where I am mild to moderately allergic, but my roommate is more so.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Before that very particular thing. Yeah, I realized quite early on into that party that... these were, it was a mixture of people who were 10 years younger than me and people who were like 20 years younger than me.
Yep.
And that the 20-year-olds were partying like 20-year-olds and the 30-year-olds were partying like 20-year-olds to prove that they still can.
Yep.
And
the 40-year-olds who stopped trying to prove anything to anyone.
To be fair, before I showed up, James was the 40-year-old.
Yep.
And James hasn't tried to prove anything to anyone ever.
Right. I think that's advisable.
That's true. So then I showed up and the kids were like, we're playing drinking games. And I'm like, I'm in! Fucking, I learned how to play Tippy Cup. I played some kind of game where the rules change all the time.
Ooh, categories.
And if you fuck it up, then you have to drink. I don't remember the specific name they had. It seems like one of those games that everybody has a variant of.
Yeah.
But basically, you try to count to 20, but there are specific rules in play.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And so, like, it'll be like, what is it? 7 is 13 and 13 is 7. Mm. So as you go to count, you'll go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 13. 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 7, 14, and onward. And you get up to 25.
Which is so easy when
25.
You're sober.
Great when you're sober.
Mm-hmm.
But then rules every time you get to 25, everybody says the same thing. And then the person who was at 25 gets to add an additional rule.
Right.
And one fucking asshole... who I adore, but he's a fucking asshole. It wasn't James,
it wasn't
actually.
Me.
Oh, sorry.
I
made an assumption.
It was a boothie. It was not James. It may have been one of the kids that broke the glass or was involved in breaking the glass.
Seems right.
Oh, yes.
The plot thickens.
The thick plot.
I was just cleaning up after
James's
this fucker
beer.
All night.
Ooh.
Made a rule about every odd number.
Fuck.
Which was just, and it was a fucking thing.
Yeah.
Don't do that as the first rule out of the gate. That's stupid.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. Anyway.
So no odd numbers, but even numbers are fine.
Well, the thing is, after every odd number, you had to say the number and then say, like, I am a potato of the queen or something. I don't remember.
Mm-hmm. Fuck.
I think I said potato and then somebody else made a rule that we all need to say potato. So that was fun. Hmm. But like, and then eventually every odd number just became one. So counting was, and
one,
I
two,
quote, 1, 2,
1, 4,
1, 4, 1, 6,
1, 8.
1, 8, 1, 10. Oh my God.
Yeah, except at one point 8 became 14 and 14 became 8. So it became 1, 2, 1, 4, 1, 6, 1, 14.
1, 10, 1, 12.
1, 10, 1, 12, 1, 8. Yeah, you got it.
Mm-hmm.
A whole bunch of drunk 20 to 30 somethings were having a hell of a time with that one, I tell you what.
I believe
it. Yep. And me.
Yeah.
20 to 30 somethings. And me.
I once was a great fan of the game.
The 23 and me sequel could have been a little smoother, but...
A great fan of the game categories where drawing a card, you perform an action, and when you pick up an ace, you make a rule.
Right.
And I've had a series of pretty good rules, but I have to say the one that was the party favorite is consensually... anyone who's playing, who swears, removes an article of clothing for each swear word.
Aw, man, see, I don't want that bullshit.
No.
Fuck, shit, damn, fuck, motherfucking damn, fuck, shit, shit.
No, nope, consensually, he's already... and I am not consenting.
But
immediately...
You put those pepperoni nipples away, motherfucker.
I was just about to get my James out.
Yep.
Please don't.
So,
don't get James's James out either.
The immediate reaction.
James's Jimmy?
Yeah, you give me permission to get naked.
At that party was that a bunch of people went, shit, fuck, oh.
Damn it.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm not a huge fan of those games because I always feel like there's an underlying pressure.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And like, I'll get naked in front of anybody. I do not give two fucks. But I want everyone else to be 100% comfortable.
Yeah. Yep.
Not 95% comfortable.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and one of the people at the table was like, I don't want to do that. And I was like, You don't have to play. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the great thing about drinking games and party games is you don't have to do shit.
Yep.
No one's going to give that person a hard time. Just
That, mm-hmm. Okay, good.
But there are some people that are not comfortable being around it either, and yep, so that's like very I just don't. Mm-hmm. I just
yeah.
don't.
Yeah, yeah.
Very specific rooms, but not
yeah. right.
Like it's easier to gauge comfortability and mm-hmm. have frank conversations in a room of six,
yeah.
as opposed to a room of 16.
Yeah.
Because there's weird pressures that happen, and I don't want any kind of pressure on anyone ever.
Correct.
But, okay, so this particular place that James mm-hmm. and I were both at, I also learned how to play tippy cup.
You mentioned.
I love tippy cup.
I came in fourth.
So
it was my first time. I played with like 13 people, and I came in fourth.
I love games of drunken skill.
I beat our mutual friend.
Hell yes.
Who I feel like should be a champion.
Well, that's very true. Yeah. If this is the mutual friend that I'm thinking of, he's got a lot of experience with cups. So,
yes.
Yeah.
This is, in fact,
this
the same
is that
one.
Mutual
yes.
friend. Good, good, mm. good, good. Jesus Christ.
Yep. But there was a different game that this particular party played. I showed up about 10 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a little after.
Mm-hmm.
And I walked in, and before I had even found my people, there were people counting out 8, 7, 6, 5.
Oh shit, New Year's is here already.
4, 3, 2, 1.
Happy New Year!
And I looked at my watch, and it said 10:13 or something, whatever. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what the shit? And that was just a thing, is that anybody could at any point randomly start a New Year's countdown.
That sounds annoying.
Oh, it was one of those things that it was pinned behind the ear.
Yeah.
I would start one while another one is happening.
James and I did you one better.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Because these things kept happening and kept happening, mm-hmm. and then we hit the New Year's thing, and we started to hit a lull, and I went, hey, James. 10, 9, 8. And we did a countdown maybe 3 minutes after the actual New Year's countdown mm-hmm. when everybody thought they were safe.
Yeah. And all of them were always, like, at 10:13, they would have said, Happy New Year! In an hour and 47 minutes.
Yeah.
And so the one that happened after midnight
in
was...
365 days.
364 days.
24 hours. Yeah.
23 hours.
23, yeah.
And 57
minutes. Yeah.
We got a lot of people going, fuck off, which meant it went over wildly
well. We did a good. We did a good high five.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was the conceit of that party. I did mm-hmm, two mm-hmm. other parties on New Year's.
This surprises me not.
Right.
I have never known you to go to just one party.
Here's the thing, though. For the past several years, I've only been going to, like, maybe one or two. And that's because, like, I had mm-hmm. a partner who's not a very social person.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to spend New Year's with my partner.
Sure.
I had no partner this year.
So
fuck you. Yeah, I'm going to every party. And I went mm-hmm. to... I limited myself to three.
You going to just one party is the anomaly.
Right. I went to two others.
Mm-hmm.
One of them was my friend Allison Browings. We've talked about her before. Storyteller extraordinaire.
Mm-hmm.
Gloriously awkward. and recently retired from Strike Theater. Mm-hmm. I went to her place because it is literally half a mile from my place. And went there first and hung out, had a lovely time, played with a baby, and set a snowman on fire. So that was fun.
Wow.
Sexy.
Yeah.
I want pics.
Okay, so say set a snowman on fire.
Oh, you're going to disappoint me now, aren't you?
A little bit. It was marshmallows. In the shape of a snowman, but the top marshmallow had a snowman face.
I still want to see pictures of it.
I've got a video. I'll show you.
Okay, good.
But
I am very disappointed in you, Jenna.
I know. Look, the week before I was blowing fireballs with Everclear off of a candle hat. And it's not... I don't like doing that for a variety of reasons.
It's hard to top that.
It mostly, like, Everclear numbs my mouth because you have to hold it properly.
Yeah, Everclear is also
bad. It's not.
Don't do that.
There are a lot of
people who have fuel in their mouth professionally are like, Everclear.
Don't do that.
No, but literally don't do that. I did that because I knew what I was doing.
Yes.
And I wanted other people that did not know what they were doing to not attempt it.
That's a very good idea.
I literally jumped on that grenade. Because
the other person would have burned their face off.
Well.
Oh, probably.
I mean, the other person did not, but the third person definitely would have. I'll give you a list of names later, and you'll be like, oh, yeah.
Yeah,
no,
yeah, yeah.
Anyway. So we basically what we did is I made Boozy hot cocoa, and then we used a torch to torch the marshmallow snowman, set it on fire, get nice melty goo, and then take the snowman and douse it out with the hot cocoa.
Ooh.
I know. So I had a Boozy hot cocoa with melty marshmallow that was a charred, burned snowman marshmallow. Marshmallow snowman. And that was lovely.
I approve.
So, yeah, not as exciting, but still glorious.
Still pretty exciting.
No, yeah. I'm for it.
Yeah. We came around.
Mm. Yeah, and then the one that I went to in between those was a masquerade.
Oh.
But not just a masquerade. This had a theme.
Mm-hmm.
The theme of this costumed masquerade was public domain, wherein you could dress up as a book, a literary character, an artistic endeavor of any type that was now or was about to be in 2025 public domain. I showed up in a very low-key public domain costume. I was all in blue, but I wore jewelry and accessories that had musical notes and treble clefs. Any ideas?
I guessed it at the party.
You did guess it. You actually guessed it real quick,
which
Rhapsody in Blue, which is now public domain.
Where was the Rhapsody?
Wow.
All right.
What? We can't get sued. It's public domain now. But, yeah. So I went as a very low-key Rhapsody in Blue and was pleased when at least two people got it.
Very nice.
Three over the course of the evening. Thank you, James.
Yeah.
But that one was much more of a pinkies out and or up, depending on your inclination. Lovely conversation that was had around theater and the arts and philosophy and public domain Popeye, and is olive oil actually public domain or not?
Oh,
there was a fucking debate about that. Shit. I had no information to bring, so I was just there to bear witness, but it was a glorious debate.
Is this not just a Googleable thing? Or?
Oh, it is. Don't. I mean, you can, but they did
the
not.
Point is the discussion.
The point was,
the
okay.
The point was the discussion.
I see.
Yes. Yeah.
Gotcha.
So yeah, super fun all around. The other weird slash fun thing about that particular shindig. So y'all might remember, this is going to get a little sad. A few years back, my mom died.
That's not the sad part.
That's not the sad part. No. But I was.
We know.
Yeah. When my mom died, one of the things that she did do that was actually helpful in contributing to society, she was very good at crochet. And she did a lot of beautiful crochet crafts. And when she died, my aunt just gave me all of them. I had in my basement taking up a full corner of my basement, a bunch of my mom's crafts. And when my roommate was moving in, I needed to get rid of that so that there was space for his shit.
Sure.
So I called over my friend Amy, who coincidentally was the host for the shindig that I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And I was like, Amy, I just can't. And she's like, I got places for this. Apparently, there was some kind of crafting sale thing that was happening at Hidden MN that she knew the person for and was like, I'll just bring all of this stuff over here and crafters will enjoy it. And I was like, hooray, please pick through anything that you want before you do that. And she's like, oh, I will.
That's the tax.
So one of the things that my mom made was thread crochet.
Oh, wow.
Very, and it is a very thin style of crochet.
Very fine, yeah.
Very fine. And she did a lot of this for Christmas ornaments. She would do fine thread crochet around Christmas balls to get a beautiful crochet, like a snowflake doily type thing that would happen around this ornament, right?
Beautiful.
And she also made these beautiful thread crochet doves. That were, and with ribbons dangling off the end, and they were supposed to be used as bookmarks. But my friend Amy saw these and thought they were beautiful and kept them and decorated her house with them. One very specific area. So I'm in her house, and she had told me she did this.
Yeah.
And I was there for a full hour and a half before I turned and looked and went, oh, Amy, it's amazing. Because she did such a beautiful job. She had these things hanging off of Yule branches.
Ooh.
And it was just so pretty. So, yeah, that was a fun, interesting aspect of my New Year's, was to look and see things from my dead bitch whore mother that were bringing beauty and delight into other people's lives. Yeah. And that was just lovely for me.
Some people bring joy by arriving, and some people bring them by leaving.
Bring it by leaving.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyway, that's what I got. There have been other things in my life, but, you know, like, we started talking about New Year's Eve and then just kind of kept going.
Yeah, I mean,
I had a lot to say.
Happened last week, so seems like a thing.
Yeah, a wonderful friend of mine had a threefold party this last weekend. It was her birthday, because her birthday's the 3rd, the party was on the 4th. It was a belated Christmas, and then it was also like Christmas, New Year's Eve. But then it was also housewarming, because in like early November they had moved into this new place.
Okay.
And so yeah, all three things stacked together, and so the idea was that people were all going to arrive there, hang out for a little bit, have some lasagna, and then potentially some people were going to go do karaoke. I had some reservations about going and doing karaoke for a few reasons. One of them was that they were going to my ex's favorite karaoke bar.
Oh, and I was like, I've been in that position.
I don't care if her friends are there. I don't have any good memories of that place.
Yeah.
That's fair. I have a similar karaoke situation. Mm-hmm. Yes.
So
I wonder if it's the same place.
It isn't.
It's a different
Multiple karaoke bars in the Twin Cities that
there are, although I will say there are also multiple karaoke bars
there are multiple karaoke bars that have negative connotations with this podcast.
Yes.
Wow.
It's only two nickels, but it's weird that it happened twice. So,
there was that. And around like 7 p.m., I was like, I should actually probably just fuck off home because it's getting late. I'm exhausted. Mm-hmm. And they were like, well, but you can't. And I was like, why can't I? And they were like, because one of your significant others is just about to arrive.
Aw, son of a bitch!
Still doesn't mean I can't leave.
One of my beloved partners was showing up, and I was like, okay, I will hang out. And then 20 minutes later, I was told, well, she'll be here in 25 minutes.
Oh, no.
When she got there, she was like, I thank you so much for staying. I'm so sorry. I forgot everything at my house, and I had to turn around.
Oh, no.
5 minutes away, she had to turn around, go home, get the things, and then come back. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, I just, like, we cuddled and smooched for a little bit, and then I was like, okay, now I'm going to be an old person and turn in for the night.
Yeah.
But it was a nice time, but it was, again, very similar to Salsa's experience where you were like, yep, about that time.
Yep.
I sent best friend, former landlord Charles, the message saying, like, how was the rest of the party? And he was like, everybody left when you did. Like, they were like 5 minutes behind you. Mm-hmm. Some people went to karaoke, but most people didn't. And I was like,
I look at all the people.
And he was like, you emptied my house. Thank you.
Yay!
Yeah. But,
excellent.
But no, I had a wonderful time there, and then I also had a wonderful time over at Booth Friend's New Year's Eve party. Especially when Jenna showed up and we committed additional shenanigans. But,
shenanigans.
We turned on the TV like 10 minutes before the thing dropped to watch it on NBC or whatever the fuck it was.
Yeah.
And we were like, we're going to get the kids and we'll watch the thing. And then for 10 solid minutes, we were just like, after a couple of minutes, we're like, we're changing the channel for a while, because it was just
people talking about how good it's gonna be.
They're literally doing nothing but filling time with nothing.
Yeah,
and it was just like I never really paid attention to the New Year's Eve broadcast, but we were actually looking, and it was just like, this is, they've been doing this for hours. And it's not like a sports thing where they can talk about the thing that just happened or anything. Like, what are you going to say? An hour ago, in a different time zone, it dropped.
Right. Well, I mean...
And now let's talk about the grand... In the place look that at we the, all the energy together. Here. And so it was just like...
It looks like a lot of people are having fun down in the square, Bob.
We watched like 2 minutes.
They're sure having
like,
a good time, Frederica.
This is painful. This is so bad.
So what are your plans for the new year,
Bob? Let's pan over that crowd again.
Yeah.
But I was just like, I can't.
Don't talk about all of them wearing diapers because they've been there for 5 hours.
I can't imagine. I can't imagine wanting to be there.
I can't imagine doing it.
No, I can't imagine wanting to be there.
I don't want to be in the square proper.
Yeah.
I want to be in an apartment nearby,
overlooking
everything.
Where you can spit on them.
Kind of like that Mardi Gras, where you can do the...
If I can chuck New Year's beads at people,
from
I'm
the balcony
in,
and not be in
see
the street.
See some boobs and then, like,
I mean,
go home.
I mean, she can
always
do that whenever
boobs.
She wants.
I came with my own James. I have some.
Yeah.
They're quite lovely, especially for my age, but, you know.
Anyway. Yeah. So, that was... Mm-hmm. Sorry, go ahead. What were you saying?
Sorry, did we start talking about boobs?
We were talking about New Year's Eve in Times Square, and then James started...
You were saying that you were watching it 10 minutes before, and you were changed away because it was
and
terrible.
And that conversation is done now.
The place that we all worked together... In the mornings, we would catch the sports broadcasts when they'd be like, here's 5 minutes of the best things that happened yesterday in sports all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
let's talk about it now for 5 hours. Which, for people who are super enthusiastic about a particular sport, great.
And we great. Had one of our coworkers, one of our managers, who was like baseball was his life.
Ooh, yeah.
And so he would turn on the TV and we would listen to them, the radio people talk about baseball mm-hmm. for 5 hours.
Yeah.
And it was just like, I don't know much about baseball, but I have already heard you say
don't know much
this
biology.
Thing multiple times.
Yes.
You're just saying the same thing over and over again.
It was a ludicrous display last night.
I feel like this may have been department dependent or maybe timeline dependent, but I didn't watch any of that shit when I was working there.
Both.
Yeah.
Mostly department.
Like, in the Admaster department, we did not give two shits about anything that was happening. Mm-hmm. We were doing our by the thousands calculations.
Yeah.
Some people will actually get that.
Mm-hmm. And others won't.
And others won't, and that's fine. And then when I was in Devon programming, mm-hmm. We were more concerned about the Nerf darts that were coming towards mm-hmm. our faces. So, we really didn't pay attention to news shit, sports or other, in any way, shape, or form, even though we were at a news company.
I learned to appreciate the highlights because the highlights are, like, genuinely kind of fucking great. But then also, it was a break from the news, which I very much appreciated around that time.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
yeah, we didn't do any of that.
We had one of the God boards right in front of us.
Yep.
I will say, I had moved back into development and I had my own channel that I mm-hmm. was doing development mm-hmm. stuff for. And I got into work, and I actually got in a little early that day. And somebody came up to my desk before I had even set things down, and they're like, "So what are you doing for a message board?" And I went, "I'm sorry." And they're like, "A Survivor message board. What are you doing?" And I was like, I don't know what's going on. And they're like, "You don't know about Katrina? You have NewOrleans.com."
Woo.
And I went, "What? What's going on?" That was how I found out about Hurricane Katrina.
Wow, gotcha.
Was I had that website and we needed a Survivor message board, and apparently there'd been a hurricane.
Surprise!
That information happened to me all within 1 minute.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I am not prepared enough for this. So, I called dev
friends to help. Get me some coffee, please.
I was like, I'm going to need coffee and a couple of extra devs because
Just move the coffee maker here.
I just moved into that position a week ago.
Fuck!
Oh, wow.
I didn't even know that website
yet. Jesus Christ.
My team supported me mm-hmm. is what I'm gonna say on that one. But yeah, they're like, "Don't you watch the news?" I'm like, "No.
Why would I ever do that?
Why?" Mm-hmm. The news will come to me eventually.
It sure
usually
did.
Not this way, but it will come to me eventually.
Yeah.
So really what we're saying is my daughter has a trophy.
Yeah.
That is great.
Woo!
Do we have any more to talk about, or are we going to take a break?
I mean, we can take a break. I might have more things I want to talk about, but maybe we all want to talk about things. Maybe we'll all discuss things further. Or not. I don't know. We'll find out.
I mean, James doesn't have much to say.
Yeah. Ever.
Ever.
We'll be back.
Hey, everybody. You should like us on Facebook, apropos of nothing. You could follow us on Twitter, at AON Podcast. Or you could join our Steam group at AON Podcast. Search for Apropos of Nothing.
I got married to the widow next door. She's been married seven times before. And everyone was an Ennery. Ennery! Never a Willie or Sam.
No, Sam!
Her eighth old man, I'm Ennery. I'm Ennery the eighth, I am.
That was dumb. We're back. I'm Salsa.
I'm James.
I'm Jenna.
We're all Henry the Eighth.
What are we doing?
I don't know. I joined a gym.
Ooh.
Like, James?
No, we just did that.
No, that's a different, that's shorthand.
With a G?
Yeah, with a G.
Wouldn't that be a gim?
No, it'd be a jig.
Because it's a gif.
It's a him.
It would be a gim.
I joined a him.
I've been going to the gymnasium. You
know, gymnasium.
Where all the giraffes are.
Giraffes. Mm-hmm. No, so...
All those giant giraffes.
High-end giraffes. I'm really trying here.
I love this. Yep. All right.
I'm sorry. This is we haven't stirred this pot in a while.
That's true. Yeah.
There, and now there's like that crusty stuff along the bottom.
Oh yeah, that's the best part. So anyway, you joined
I'm
a
fond
gym.
Of it.
You joined a gym.
God damn it. No. So I mean, astute listeners may recall that I was already a member of a gym. I have a weird benefit through my place of employment where I can sign up for one pass to multiple gyms.
Ooh.
And so I'm now a member of two separate gyms.
Hmm.
Not that my body looks like I'm a member of two separate gyms.
Oh.
What does a body that looks like they're a member of two separate gyms look like?
Well...
It's split in half.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Right.
Yep. So... left or right or front and back or top and bottom?
A little
it's
of each.
A diagonal. It's diagonal Wink. Cut like Ooh. The good sandwich.
Oh.
Yeah.
So a triangle.
Yes.
Gotcha.
No. So I've been going to LA Fitness for a few years now.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh, the French place. La Fitness.
La Fitness. Yes. And the thing I like about...
James, hold on, sorry. I'm, so,
go
James,
ahead.
James.
Go ahead.
That was not a good joke. I don't know what you're doing over there, but that was a bad joke.
I love that so much.
That was not good. Just so we're clear.
Okay.
What was that thing we used to do where we were like, why did we let him on the podcast?
I don't know.
Like... This feels like one of those moments, but I just don't have the energy to put into that joke.
Bad. I don't know what he was doing over there. Anyway, go ahead.
Just enjoying it.
So anyway, so one of the things that I like about La Fitness.
See?
I was just amused at you. Anyway.
Is that that particular gym has a sauna. Some of the locations also have a hot tub, but every one of them has a sauna.
Sauna.
Does it have a steam room?
We're talking steam sauna.
Okay. Yeah. The YMCA I'm at has a steam room and a sauna.
Oh. Mm.
Which are separate.
Dry cedar sauna or an infrared sauna?
Dry cedar.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't go in there because they're hot. But it has a steam room and a sauna.
Okay.
Two separate rooms. Because
sauna can actually refer to a couple of different things as far as gyms are concerned. There could be like a dry cedar.
Mm-hmm.
There could be a steam sauna.
Mm-hmm.
There could be an infrared sauna where it is not, it's not cedary at all. It's sure. just your body getting hit with the heat of infrared light.
Right. I think it's cedar, but I don't, again, sure. I don't know. I don't go in there.
That's
I just
fair.
Know that they have a specific steam room and a not steam sauna.
Okay. Well, I think the...
And a hot tub, which is what I
actually use. the La Fitness.
La Fitness.
might actually be more of a dry cedar now that I'm thinking about it. It's been a bit since I've been in there.
I've driven a four cedar, but...
God damn it. Anyway, so but they have a cedar-based sauna in some way, shape, or form.
Yeah, sure.
Which is lovely.
Sure.
I love a good sauna. I love a good hot tub.
Mm-hmm.
Those are lovely things that I like from La Fitness.
La Fitness.
It's still good.
No, it's not.
It's very much
it
not.
It is objectively not.
I'm going to say bad joke, James.
I'm going to keep saying it.
Yeah.
But it is not
yeah,
good.
Yeah, it's canon now. That's...
Mm-hmm. Anyway.
So I like going to this place.
Which place?
La Fitness.
La Fitness.
As
didn't
I'm
quite,
taking a
didn't
drink.
Quite, okay. I was really trying.
We were there.
It was almost up the nose.
Yep.
Next time.
Next time, Gadget. Next time.
But I have a friend that I wanted to bring with, yeah. and La Fitness. the does not have a friend sharing thing on a consistent basis. So I checked out Planet Fitness.
I've heard of them.
And I like that place for a couple of different reasons. Number one, everything is purple, and purple is a great color. Also, like, everything just felt low pressure there. Like, at La Fitness.
La Fitness.
La Fitness.
There's kind of a...
dude bro vibe?
Not really a dude bro. It's very kind of clinical, sterile feeling.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Kind of that, like, upper level.
Hoity and or toity.
Yep.
And I'm fine with that. Like, I get along in a multitude of socioeconomic statuses. And
you lift the weights with your pinkies out.
Yes. Up. It's very important to make sure they're up and not out. Yep. Oh. You might hurt something if they're out.
Oh, very true. Mm.
Yep. God damn it. So mad about that one. But there is kind of a big community but sterile feel to it. Yeah. Whereas at Planet Fitness, or at least the one that we went to this last time, it felt more friendly, casual. Like, hey, we're all just here to lift some weights.
Sure. Yeah.
And they had more beginner type things, like at La Fitness.
La Fitness.
La Fitness.
I was hoping he'd pick up his can at some point, and he did not.
Nope. I'm learning.
They don't have different stations for how to do or anything like that. Mm. They've just got, here's your row of cardio stuff. Here's your
go-to.
Your this. Here's all of the weights. Here are the weight benches. Here are all of the strength training machines. Here's the area you do yoga stuff, but they don't have, like, a lot of direction. Going to Planet Fitness, they had a specific area where they're like, don't know what to do? Do this. It's like, and they'll just walk you through a fucking exercise. You go from this to that to that to that to that.
That's one of my favorite places.
No, I hate that area.
Yeah.
It's basically HIIT training, and I am against it so much. I hate cardio. But I know I need to do more of it. But anyway, I still hate it.
No,
and don't make me.
If I'm going to do cardio, I'm going to do the, like, running things, the treadmills.
Treadmills, yeah. I always warm up on treadmills.
Sure.
Because you do want to get your heart rate up, and you want to get things loose and going.
The people that are doing the cardio lifting,
I don't want that at all.
Are we not making a joke about Jenna being loose enough already?
No, we're not, James. Seriously.
What
the hell?
An asshole.
Okay.
Fuck. Seriously. I do like that Planet Fitness has things like that, though. They've got a very specific area for, I don't know, like abs and stretches.
Yeah,
and
sure.
Keep specific equipment in there and instructions on how to do all of that. And as far as I could tell, instructions on a bunch of machines how to do various things. The treadmills were way easier to navigate at Planet Fitness than they were at La Fitness.
La Fitness.
Or as the French say, the fitness.
God damn it. You were just sitting on that for a while.
A little bit,
I'm so mad at you right now. I am deeply angered by what just occurred. And I need you to know that this has affected me on a very personal level. We're going to have to renegotiate our friendship. I just... It's not me, it's you. Okay?
And you're probably getting a pay cut.
I'm used to it.
But yeah, there is definitely a certain level of accessibility.
Yeah.
With Planet Fitness. Now, amenities. So I talked about at La Fitness, where they have the sauna and the hot tub.
Yep.
And they have some of the places have hot tubs and pools, some don't, right? At Planet Fitness, they have a bunch of different massage options. And a total body experience. I am very excited. Did they buy you dinner? That. God. Not with what this is describing. You can just go.
They just go straight to it.
So here's the thing. The two massage options that I saw was the massage chair, which I did try out on Sunday.
Yeah.
It was lovely. What's fun is that I am very short, and my friend that I work out with is very tall. Ha! So we each took a chair. And I got a lovely neck massage, and my friend got a lovely shoulder massage. But they did work actually very well.
Nice.
They also have hydro massage.
Yeah.
I have not tried that yet. James, have you done the hydro massage?
A long time ago when there was a hydro massage spa in the Mall of America.
But not the ones at Planet Fitness, which is specifically what I was... Because they may be very different.
They might be. I don't think that they are. But okay.
Anyway.
Go ahead.
Yeah. I'm like, very specifically the ones at Planet Fitness, because they have the specific cover. Some of them are flat on your back. Some of them have a curve angle thing.
A lumbar support.
Yeah. Like, well... a specific body shape that you have in there or whatever, which is why I'm like, it could be different because they're kind of shaped differently than things that I've seen in other places. So, but they did have lovely music playing in that room. So some very soundscape with the, you know, bamboo flute shit going on.
Oh,
yeah.
I thought you said it was lovely.
Fuck off. I thought it was delightful. but then there is the total body experience.
Yes, please.
Okay, so this contraption. I'm so excited.
I'm now I'm imagining this as a Wallace and Gromit endeavor.
I can't tell if this is going to be a horror thing or a sex thing.
I have not tried this. I'm not sure which it is either yet. Oh. I have not tried this yet. I want to try it next time I go. It is...
This is some deep bondage shit.
I was going to say, if it says deep tissue, don't push that button.
No.
Go ahead.
So, I want you to picture a tanning bed.
Uh-huh.
Like one of those horizontal tanning beds. But flip it up 90 degrees, so it's horizontal.
Okay.
So you've got light. You've basically got a booth that is light on all sides.
Okay.
And it's a little bit, it's bigger than a tanning booth, right? Yeah. We're going to say 4 feet diameter.
Like a spray tanning booth.
It's a phone booth.
Yeah. They do also have spray tanning booths. I'm not doing that one.
No, because again, you're not... short. You're going to get a face full.
Oh, God. It's not.
I can tell that one of the people who runs...
I'm going to come out with bronze hair. That's what's going to happen with that.
One of the people who works the counter at mine definitely takes advantage of it.
Oh,
But no, so it is like the spray tanning booths, but instead you get as naked as you feel. Like it's a room that you close and lock the door to. You get as naked as you feel. You go into this, you close the door, you're surrounded by this red light. So infrared light is supposed to be very good for your skin. It helps boost collagen development and remove fine wrinkles. There's also a heating element, which adds to that sauna experience. So you've got the infrared saunas. We were talking about that earlier. But this isn't just what this booth does, all right? In the middle of this booth is a disc.
Okay.
I swear to God, it looks like a transporter from Star Trek. Where you go onto the platform and there's a disc in the middle.
Yeah.
Except that you're also then surrounded by all of these red lights. And you stand on the disc. And the disc will vibrate. And the idea... the idea is that the disc vibrates in different ways to exercise different areas of your body on a low-key, chill way. They have four different vibration settings for four different workouts.
Oh.
One of them is beginner. sure. One of them is supposed to mimic HIIT training.
Okay.
So you're standing naked on top of a vibrating disc.
Yes.
Okay.
And surrounded by red light.
Yeah. Mm. Nobody at all is using this for illicit purposes.
You do this for 10 to 15 minutes.
Oh my God.
Something like that.
You can get off 3 or 4 times in that.
This was invented by someone whose washing machine broke.
Yeah.
I think is the.
No, so, it's I've been sitting on this washing machine for my health, honey.
Yeah. This is a low key exercise. So anyway, I'm definitely trying this next. I very deeply want
Jenna,
to.
You're positively glowing.
I'm just imagining that these are.
I just killed salsa.
You don't choose it by intensity; you choose it by base.
How experienced are you?
I'm third base.
So anyway, I am so excited for this. We'll see if my expectations are met.
Are you supposed to stand on the disc or sit on it?
You stand on the disc. You stand on the disc. Oh my God, this is about to make
You stand on a disc and buzz for 10
this
minutes.
This is about to make things worse. You stand on the disc with your feet shoulder length apart. Because you want the red light to get everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Because of the red light.
Yeah, of course. If you point your butthole at it, it'll kill the COVID.
Yes. I don't think it ever claims to do that. But, idiot believes that does that. But that's not, the booth does not make those claims. Let's be clear.
Yes.
You're standing with your feet about shoulder width apart. So you're a little open.
With a vibrating D below you.
Yep.
Huh.
So I'm surprised you haven't tried this yet, James.
I'm a little surprised that I haven't tried it too. Seems like it's well time.
That's my plan next time I go to the gym.
Next time I go to the gym, I'm going to say, point me to the red light district.
James just comes out drained every time. Barely stand.
They actually say that you could use this before or after your workout, either as a warm-up or to help relax your body afterwards.
Yeah. A little foreplay, if you will.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, you're having trouble sleep. You just, there you go. Yeah.
Actually, it is supposed to help you with sleep.
Well, there you go. There you go. Help you sleep. Yep.
It's supposed to help with
anxiety. Nice and relaxing.
I just walk out and I'm like, I'm not done, but it's full.
God damn it. Ew. The best part, they also have Bluetooth, so you can play your own music in the thing while you're...
Oh, Lord. Okay. what else have you been doing at La Fitness?
La Fitness. No, I haven't been to La Fitness in quite a while. Last Sunday is actually the first time I was back to the gym, and I did go to Planet Fitness for that. I had bashed my pinky toe a couple months back. I don't know if people remember this or if I even talked about it much. My pinky toe is mostly back to normal at this point. I feel like there's a strong possibility I did in fact fracture and or break the damn thing. But I didn't go in because... Mm-hmm. They're going to do is buddy tape it and give me ibuprofen. There was no reason.
Yeah.
I just drugged myself up a bit.
I do want to let the listeners know, by the way, that every single time she has said Planet Fitness, in my mind, I have seen Captain Planet.
Yeah.
which has given a really strange context
Planet
to...
Planet Fitness!
The fitness is yours!
Wonder Twin Powers Act.
It's a different...
I know. I'm aware.
God
thank
damn
you.
It
was a joke.
Salsa.
Jesus.
Stay on top of your fandoms,
I bought
asshole.
A gym bag.
Did you really?
I bought an actual gym
bag. A gym bag?
Yes, a gym bag.
Okay.
Or a gym badge.
Instead of just using whatever bag I had laying around, I got an actual gym bag. Gym bag that will have a place for my shoes, and it's got a wet pocket for my swimsuit.
Mine has that, too.
Yeah.
No,
it will after the total body experience.
Absolutely. But no, I've never... Because you go there and you go swimming or sitting in the hot tub, and then you get out and you towel off or you shower, and you've got to, like, yes, they do the dry off the swimsuit, but you're like a wet towel and swimming suit.
Oh,
they then put in your bag. And it's just like.
For when you go swimming, James.
And get dry off.
Right.
Yeah.
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 Oh.
Or
Do you not have a wet swimsuit after you go swimming?
I was always taught that there's a particular way to wring stuff out, and then the swimsuit and the towel are assembled in such a way that you end up with just like a little Swiss cake roll.
But it's still wet on the outside. And you can
if you've dried yourself off with it, and you can be wet on the outside.
Stick it in a plastic bag, but that is...
Yeah.
Whereas this has like gross. A separate pocket that is just you put your wet stuff in here and it's done.
I love the separate pocket.
So that is
I agree with your decision making process and what you have chosen.
Yeah. And the other thing is the lockers are kind of narrow at the gym that I'm at, and all of the gym bags I've ever seen have just been like they're like carry all your shit.
Yeah,
and I'm just like I'm never gonna get a real
hockey bag.
Gym. Yeah, I'm never gonna get that in one of these lockers. Mm-hmm. You know, because these lockers are only like 8 inches
little
wide.
Yeah,
you know,
sure.
They're big enough to put your coat in and like your shoes and stuff like
that. Well, that's to keep people keep bullies from shoving children in the lockers.
Also, that
so, you know, it's important.
But this bag is a skinnier bag. So
nice.
It fits in those skinnier locker bag.
Yeah, nice.
Skinnier lockers. So yeah, I haven't tried it yet, unfortunately. I got it for over the holiday season. That's really the plan is to be able to go do that. Talk to my wife about it. It's just like I'm having a hard time motivating myself to actually go to the gym. And
God damn.
I mean, I don't have a place as cool as La Fitness. So to make me want to go.
Yeah.
Well, it's also I never thought I would say this, but with my membership, I can bring a guest. So if you ever want to go to Planet Fitness,
to Captain Planet,
to experience the total body.
You report you tell us if it's worth it, and then I will.
I have a feeling James is going to do this now too.
Definitely, what's probably going to happen is every time
I've been contemplating getting one of the Champagne Room memberships, and I think that's.
But what's probably going to happen is like every time I take my daughter to hockey practice, I'll drop her off and then just go to the gym myself.
Yeah.
So.
No,
that's the plan for the new year.
Yeah.
Not.
Well, I can also get a membership to whatever gym you go to for no additional cost, because that's what my magical.
Well, again, we have a sauna and a steam room, so
that is bonus
and a hot tub. So.
Mm-hmm. Oof. Yeah. I might do it for
guess
me.
Guess who's coming to sauna?
Yeah.
No. I'm just going to get memberships at like 15 different gym chains in the area.
If you can, at no extra cost, why not?
I did pay extra for the VIP at Planet Fitness.
Yeah.
Because it was important that I could bring my friend. But also the VIP at Planet Fitness is dirt cheap. So like,
it truly is.
It's real cheap for that.
I feel like it hits that sweet spot in between La Fitness and like the tiny mall stores like Anytime Fitness.
Oh, sure. Mm-hmm.
Which I did have a membership to for a while. That was where I got very badly sunburned trying a tanning bed ever. And then, places like that have like, I want to say like a couple dozen machines. They've got one of each. And then it's just like the size of a fucking postage stamp, and it smells like a shoe.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, it's not the worst, but it's really not the best. And then, La Fitness, you feel like you're going into like a catalog.
somewhere.
Yes.
And okay. then, yeah.
Yeah, it kind of the stair. It's almost yeah. it's almost like a business office.
Oh, yeah.
You're going like into the office to do fitness.
A music video of a...
I know those people.
Of a fitness place. So, yeah, it was... they've got a fucking squash court. So, the... Yeah.
Actually, though.
The one that I went to had squash and racquetball.
I know they had racquetball at the one that I went to. So
it's that kind of place.
I haven't paid that much attention, but yes.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I could pay $10 more to
bring...
Hold a gun
to my head, I couldn't tell you the difference.
Play water polo, and they'll keep your horse there. I think that Planet Fitness is right in between... Like nestled, it's got like a very clean and professional aspect to it, but it's also got like you don't have to park a Lexus outside in order to be here. Like we don't check your veins at the door to make sure that they're blue enough.
Yeah,
that's yeah.
No, there's like Planet Fitness is definitely accessible.
Yeah,
like they focus on accessibility hard.
Yep.
So
cool.
Yeah. If you're going to be fitness. Then check it out. Give it a shot.
Yeah.
I've been really enjoying it.
Yeah.
I will say one negative thing about I know.
Scandal and outrage.
Is that they are very definitely like we will put on all the TV channels that people may want to watch. So one of the TVs at my location does have Fox News, and another one's got the CW, which is like Fox News Diet.
I mean, the place Sinclair. I go to has TVs too, but I never look at them because I'm always the runner thing. The treadmill that I'm on has a little screen in front of you, and so that's all I look at.
At
Love Fitness.
I don't think they do have TV. Actually, I think it is just the little thing on the actual treadmill or whatever. Yep. So, the bonus bikes, for that, I guess.
Yeah, the bikes at Planet Fitness have the like you're touring a small village in France or something like that.
Sure,
but the treadmills do not.
Well, the treadmills at the place I go to, they have that like you can set a course, and it will like.
Raise and lower
based on the terrain in the video.
But you
can also look at local TV shows, or you can also go to Netflix.
I would like that a lot better. Like,
yeah, you can kind of pick your. It's like having a fucking Roku in front of you. You can kind of pick what you want to do.
We have been enjoying heckling the screens.
I, for one, am shocked.
The trio. With whom I attend, we have.
I go solo, so that would be odd.
The menagerie trois.
Just heckling a thing by myself. Ha! Ha! Ha!
I mean, it sounds like you need some robot friends. You can get the total body.
Yeah.
Experience.
Get that total body experience. Yeah.
Jeez. Stand on the vibrating D. I think we should
let's just be done.
Dear listener, tell us about your gym.
Your total body experience.
Your gym.
Do you go to La Fitness or go to Captain Planet Fitness or do you go to a different gym? Which gym do you go to? Do you like it? Do you hate it?
What are the pros and cons?
Yes. What other amenities do they have?
Or if you have a home gym, what do you have for that as well?
Yes. What do you find important?
Important.
In the Luffiness. We're going to take a break. If you guys like what you heard, you can visit us on our website at aonpodcast.com. If you want to talk to us directly, you can send us an email at either Jenna, Salsa, or James at aonpodcast.com or collectively at feedback@aonpodcast.com.
ladies and gentlemen. Brandon Patton was kind enough to give us the music for this episode and every episode. You can see what he's up to at brandonpatton.com. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, but especially you can help us out by rating our show. Check out our merch. You can go to society6.com/AON podcast.
I think the correct answer is because they were out of pickles and beef sticks.
Okay, sure.
And I mean, pizza and...
Any port in a storm, I guess.
Second smaller Bloody Mary and a burger and a chicken
wing. I don't think he knows about second smaller Bloody Mary.
Yeah, is a Bloody Mary a Bloody Mary if it doesn't also come with a meal?
Right. If you don't have to tell it that Blaster Master rules Barter Town, yeah.
Wow.
And we're back. I'm Salsa.
I'm James.
I'm here. I'm Jenna.
And it's time for Fast Five!
Fast Five!
Today's Fast Five comes to us from...
Production value.
Gray!
Gray!
Ooh,
zastara, 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 zastara. opening thoughts. It's been a while.
It's been a while.
And I regret nothing.
Oh.
Hope Santa all gave you a treat from his big sack.
God damn it. You know what that's referencing? There's a game called Santa's Big Sack.
Go on.
Apparently, Gray gave that game to my brother.
What's it about?
It's Santa's Big Sack.
Okay.
That's as much as I felt the need to know about that.
Okay.
Is it concerns?
Is it like a point and click, or is it
a? I don't know. I don't know.
That's a shooter.
Is it a platformer?
I didn't want to know.
The first person?
I did not ask questions.
No, you know what? POV.
Google it.
Is it a horror?
Google it.
Yeah.
When I hear about my baby brother playing a game called Santa's Big Sack, yes, it's a horror.
Is it an MMO?
Oh, God damn it. Salsa, why?
It could be, but you'd have to ask Mrs. Claus.
Anyway, question number one. Gray or James?
Oh.
I'm going to go with Gray because he would not have laughed at that. They would not have laughed at that stupid fucking joke.
Look, if the question is which is
would
meaner,
they not have?
It's definitely Gray.
Definitely Gray.
Okay.
But why would it be? Because James is the antithesis of that.
I would probably choose Gray because we did just drink James, but I've never had.
Damn it! I forgot about that.
Earl
for a second.
James tea.
Why are you making this weirder, James? Nope, never mind. Don't
answer
that.
What if we took the James and infused it with Earl Gray?
You know, honestly, that doesn't sound bad.
No, it doesn't actually.
Yeah,
I'm going. Great.
All I want to do is see you
turn into a giant beverage. A giant beverage.
That's going to be really funny for like two of our listeners. Don't worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
but I think one of them's Gray. So.
Oh, good.
Well, there you go. All right. Gray it is.
I'm going to go James just to be contrary, which I feel Gray would appreciate.
Fair enough. All right. Question number two. Gin.
God damn it.
Or rum.
Okay.
Rum. I don't like gin. Or gin. Or hin. Hin.
I'm a gin person.
You're gin it?
I don't mind rum, but I will definitely just drink straight gin.
No, I like rum. I like a good... I like different kinds of rum, too.
I'd rather
I never realized how much
a
I like
good rum.
Rum
than sip a gin in most cases.
I will absolutely just go
no,
drink
that's
gin.
Not. Butterfly Cannon and Drum Shanbo are both sipping gins for me. Wow. didn't even think of that. I will choose a gin drink over a rum drink because rum makes me really hungover very quickly.
Does it make you rumbly in your tumbly?
No, it makes me sad and headachey.
Does gin make you jindly in your tindly?
God damn it! Please don't ever ask that again.
For you, it could be.
God damn it.
There we go. All right, good. Yeah.
No, I have a couple gins in my liquor closet here that is... I will just...
Why are they in the closets also?
Because I have a lot of them.
What?
Oh, that I will literally just have a little glass and I will sip.
Yeah, straight, like a cordial.
Yeah, exactly. Just a little glass of gin that I will sip from while I'm down playing video games or something.
Sure.
So. Mm. Question number three. Yellow or green? The green. Question is it yellow or a green? Yellow or a green? Yellow or a green?
Just green. I like green. I prefer green in general. Green's a good color.
I agree, actually. I'm going with green. Not like a lighter, limey, or lemony green.
Oh,
but like
what'd you say?
A bit like a foresty, earthy green.
Wow, James. That was a fucking pull there.
So terrible.
Oh, yeah. Limey. No, that was the Dick Van Dyke accent. It's that not from anywhere
even,
but
that
there.
That wasn't even...
That was not okay.
Dick Van Dyke was pure Cockney based Dick on that.
Yep.
Compared to that.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
A good foresty earth tone green, as opposed to like a neon-y.
I like a good forest or an emerald green, jewel tone. I like jewel tones
when it comes
general.
To color mixing for the color orange.
I mean, don't use green for that. That's weird.
You do if it's light.
What
you do if it's light, you mix red and green and it becomes orange light. If it's pigment, you mix yellow and red.
I always assume people are starting with pigment.
Since I spend a lot more time doing like web work and stuff, all of that is light values instead of pigment values. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm more used to. So I'm going to choose green.
Mm. All right. I'm going to go with green as well. Yeah, fuck yellow. Yellow's boring.
Yeah, fuck your sunshiny bullshit.
Yeah, don't like that.
Lemony disposition.
Yep, not having that.
Lemony Snicket's twin brother is lemony disposition. That's how twins work. Oh. Yeah.
Sure. Why do you do this? What's the next one, Salsa? Let's just keep going. Just keep going.
I've lost.
It's fine. You know what?
The joy is gone. Liquid or solid?
Oh, I didn't get to. There we go. That's better.
There we go.
It's not fun anymore.
No.
I win. What is that a doing?
It's just total potty experience.
A decade-long game of make salsa depressed.
Finally, we can pack up and go.
We've been close several times, but we finally got the championship.
Anyway,
I
like liquids.
As much as I love a good beer or a good wine. A good spirit, something about a good meal, like a good, solid, rich, professionally
I
done seafood plate.
Stew to soup.
Oh.
Definitely. Actually, I don't know that that's true. I like both.
I like a soup more than a stew. I love a stew, but
much I'm, prefer stew.
I like broth. I like tomato soup. I like cream soups, like cream of mushroom. Mm.
No, see, I can't have most of that. Although I have been experimenting with pho seasoning lately. I got Chinese 5-spice, which I've yelled at my roommate for because I was like, why am I the one bringing Chinese 5-spice into the house? Mm-hmm. And he's like, because it's not really Chinese. And I was like, yeah. Shit, that's fair.
Yeah.
Anyway, but no, I've been experimenting with some different pho style soups, and it's been all right. I can't. The seasoning I've actually got down. You want a little bit of hot chili sauce?
Mm.
Just a little bit of that hot chili oil.
And by a little bit, you mean like a tablespoonful.
You want just enough. If you go too heavy,
that's just enough. That is just enough.
Okay. You and I have different spoon sizes, I think.
Boy, oh boy, is that never a fucking truer word. True.
I'm the big spoon.
Gross.
He's very gentle.
Only with you.
Aw. God damn it. Fuck. Where was I?
Did you blow your scream wand early?
I think I did. Now my eyes are open and I'm staring blankly into the abyss. I don't even care. Like, it's staring back at me and I'm like, I'm going to win because I'm just staring through you. Really, there will be no blinking because there's nothing going on here.
I think
the abyss is sad.
Yeah. I think it's important for us to address one fact, and that is that we've been very informal with saying stew or soup when it should be Stewart or Supert.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Thank you, Bechamel.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Fuck.
Good. All right.
Well, I did. I used to date a Stewart, so I'm going to go stew.
I'm going Supert now.
People keep sending me the Slim Jim meme where it's like the full name is Slimothy James. And so this is even better.
It's not. Stewart or Supert. It's not better. It's worse. It is bad.
What is
it? It is really bad. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Liquid or solid?
I'm going solid.
I'm going to go liquid.
I'm going to go.
You need to go? Is it liquid or solid?
All right, I'm going solid.
I'm fucking solid.
Solid.
I'm going to go liquid because I can't drive anywhere without something to drink. Like having a soda or a water or something.
And as opposed to a shit? All right, whatever.
I mean, I should probably do that before I drive.
Oh, my God.
Damn it. Oh, it's going to be another 20 minutes.
It gets in the vents.
All right, question number 5.
You couldn't believe I was that on top of it, could you?
La Fitness.
Whoa, God damn it.
Lego or wrapping paper?
Lego.
Lego.
I don't know what we're doing with the wrapping paper. Fucking Lego.
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 Lego my ego.
Yeah. I'll go Lego.
All right. Yeah. Question number 1. Gray or James? Who... Okay, sorry. Whose hyperfocus would dismay you more?
James.
Oh, mine. Yeah.
If the violent years came on television, Gray's sampling origin nonsense or James's MST3K knowledge? Don't know what any of that meant.
Okay, so violent years... is an old and like relatively terrible movie. It's a B movie.
Okay.
So
it was on Mystery Science Theater.
Okay.
I have watched it many times.
Okay.
I've half watched it many times.
Okay, but you have a lot of MST3K knowledge.
Yes.
Sure.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. So Violent Years is a show. Okay. Got that. Gray's sampling origin nonsense.
Like where something came from. I'm gathering.
So just references to
I believe so.
Or trivia information on where it came from.
Interesting.
Like a ramble on that, maybe. No, James would annoy me more.
I think James would dismay me more. Yeah. Yes.
Constantly.
Yeah.
Like, I mean,
it doesn't say James is MST3K-ing the show. It's his MST3K knowledge, and I think that would
Just let me see the thing.
All right. Question number 2, gin or rum. Mm. Which is your most memorable spirit of Christmas past? I do have to switch to rum on this one.
Yeah. I don't like gin. I can't think of a Christmas gin drink that I've had, so probably rum. Yeah.
There are Christmas rum, gin drinks, but rum
I'm
is
sure there
by
are.
Far, I
think.
Just,
yeah. I'm very yeah. unlikely to have had any yeah. of them.
I think probably, like, Southern comfort is the spirit that I associate with.
Interesting.
Because it goes in eggnog, it goes in cider.
Rum in it.
Yeah.
Also,
I don't even like eggnog. But, yeah, yeah.
This would also not... Well, dairy. Also, right. The other one, hot buttered rum.
Yeah.
Also not...
Okay, yep, rum. All right.
A friend of mine, years ago, before he got married, he would have a Christmas party, and like there would just be a crock pot full of hot buttered rum.
Oh, my God.
And it was...
And to be clear, I have had hot buttered rum, because butter doesn't have nearly as much of the casein.
Sure,
sure.
So it mm-hmm. I can have... Some
yeah,
fine.
But
but yeah, I don't like gin. Mm-hmm.
I associate spirits rum much more with Christmas than with than gin.
Huh.
So, all right, question number three: yellow or green on a road trip? Mm-hmm. Are you more likely to pick sour cream and cheddar, or onion and sour cream flavor salty snacks?
I can't have sour cream at all, so this is some bullshit.
Cheese?
I'll take the dill pickle chips.
Oh.
All those are good.
Which is good.
Any cheese on a chip tastes foul.
Really?
Yes. The powdery cheese tastes like powder.
Yeah, it does.
It's awful.
Still
it is
made
disgusting.
With synthetic casein.
It's just terrible.
I get that it
even
tastes
Doritos?
Artificial. Huh. Salsa
yeah,
also.
I can't stand Doritos. I despise Doritos. I will not eat a Dorito. They are fucking disgusting.
This is the weird thing is that some chips are made with real cheese.
They just don't taste like it, though.
Yeah.
They taste
yeah,
like
fair
bad.
Enough.
And I mean, and they're also using fucking shitty cheese.
I mean, like, powdered milk doesn't taste like milk either.
I grew up on powdered milk.
Powdered milk tastes like polish remover.
Right.
I grew up on powdered milk,
so,
and
like,
I fucking
hate
that
shit. So, like, I can see how even though powdered milk is real milk, it's not the same as real milk.
Yeah,
but so whether it be, like, a cheese cracker or the cheese-covered popcorn or a cheese chip, all of those are just awful.
How do you feel about Cheese Whiz?
I don't like it.
Okay. I love Cheese Whiz.
I can't stand it. It's plasticky and artificial.
I think this is why Charles' best friend, former landlord, says that I have pica. Because I can taste what you're talking about, and I just don't care.
That's I'm very
cilantro
much...
Cilantro tastes like soap, and I still...
Also, I'm a huge cheese snob. And like stinky French cheeses
I'm shocked.
Hard Swiss cheeses and stuff like that. Shitty Velveeta is disgusting. Absolutely cannot stand that shit. So any chip or cracker or anything that has a cheese flavor,
I'm
fucking terrible.
Weirdly angry that I agree with both of you right now.
Yeah.
Whereas sour cream and onion is the only Pringle that I get.
Oh. What? Not even barbecue?
No. If there are Pringles,
barbecue's
I'm getting sour cream
good.
And onion. If there are Lay's, I'm probably getting sour cream and onion.
Ruffles with ridges.
I'm probably getting sour cream and onion.
I'm getting original.
Old Dutch.
Probably getting sour cream and onion.
Original.
Oh, yeah?
Cheetos, probably
classy.
Getting sour cream.
I mean, that could be a thing.
All right.
Also, I
now have a secret mission for later.
Again, I also...
About it.
Again, hate every and all Doritos, and I really don't need a lot of crackers.
Huh.
There are very few crackers that I
love
like.
Crackers.
I have rice crackers.
Both of the people living with me... Look at me like I'm from the fucking moon because I enjoy Triscuits.
I love Triscuits.
Okay.
Triscuits are the only
Triscuits.
Cracker that I eat.
I love the rosemary.
Yes, rosemary sea salt.
The rosemary sea salt are fantastic. The roasted garlic, obviously, are
the
so good.
The cracked black pepper
the black
is also
pepper
really good.
Really good with cheeses.
Oh, my God, yes. Yeah.
But yeah,
anyway.
Yeah. Where were we?
I just I love food, guys.
I like food, too.
I believe you.
Question number four, liquid or solid? Which is the worst way to lose poop or fart?
Ha,
Salsa, I have a feeling this was written specifically for James.
Got a feeling, too. Which is the worst way to lose poop or fart? The beginning of diarrhea or something more solid? Absolutely, okay. Diarrhea is way worse. I don't even know what this game is, and I
can infer with context.
Right, but I'm in the same position. But diarrhea is going to be worse. Weird for me.
Diarrhea is almost always worse. Yeah, this is. I've gambled and folded on occasion, but
Anyway.
Yeah. Question five: Lego or wrapping paper? When playing a TTRPG. Mm-hmm. Would you more likely base physical maps on one-by-one squares, like the reverse of wrapping paper?
Okay.
Or 32x32 Lego base plates and with built minifigs and structures?
Some ritzy-ass fucking wrapping paper.
That is... What?
No, with the lines, the grids inside?
Yeah.
On the inside of the wrapping paper. It's one-by-one grid.
It comes with grids on the inside now. A lot of it does.
I've only ever seen that on expensive... Wrapping paper?
Oh, no, that's pretty common now.
For real.
That way you can square up your presents.
Admittedly, I've been recycling. Wrapping in brown paper for 10 years.
All right. Okay. Oh, Jesus.
No, I have absolutely...
Get with the times, Grandpa.
I have absolutely used wrapping paper.
It's one of my favorite things.
I have absolutely used wrapping paper as a TTRPG.
Really?
Like,
wow.
Physical map.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. Huh. No, you get a pane of glass and you lay it down on top of one of those and then you can move. I use Lego pieces and stuff like that.
Painstakingly measured out and sharpied a grid onto a huge whiteboard.
Do you people not have graphing paper?
So that...
just like plain ass graphing paper.
The squares are so small.
They're so tiny.
You can draw bigger, though.
Yeah, you can draw bigger. You could just use wrapping paper, and it's already bigger.
You can also get bigger graphing paper.
That was also where I discovered that dry erase markers will remove Sharpie.
Yes.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, well.
All right.
All right.
Closing thoughts. Do any of us deserve this? No. None of us deserve any of it. We're doing this because we fucking want to, not because anybody deserves it. No, nobody deserves any of this.
I must have done something horrible. Yeah, I'm pretty sure I deserve this.
Yeah, this might be like I stepped on this duck joke.
I remember that one.
Yeah, this is Jenna's karma.
Yeah.
Oh, like the handcuffed to an asshole for eternity joke? Yeah,
kind of.
Yeah. But we're the assholes.
Mm-hmm.
You're definitely the assholes.
Yeah.
Well, Salsa's the asshole, and I'm the duck.
You were one vowel away.
I'm the ducky?
The yuck?
Vowel? Nope. Not even... Not even gonna thank you so very much to Gray for sending in that Fast Five. If you would like to send in a Fast Five, go to aonpodcast.com, click on Submit a Fast Five, and fill out the form. Does anybody have any shout outs?
I do.
Go.
Thank you to Winter for a fantabulous party.
Winter.
I mean, I would also say thank you to Winter, to John and Amy, and to Allison and Marlo for their amazing parties as well.
Mm-hmm. I thank Winter, too. Winter's awesome. All this snow.
God damn it.
We've had very little snow.
Not enough.
But still, winter, it's nice and cold.
Like, here's the thing. It's so cold out, I would rather have snow... Yeah. With the cold, than not have snow with the cold. Like,
thank you, mm-hmm. Winter.
This is kind of bullshit. This cold without snow.
It was very bitter this morning.
On the plus side, I haven't actually had to shovel my walk at all. The one day that I may have had to do it, my landlord beat me to it. So, yeah.
Well,
Jenna.
I just did.
Oh, yeah. You are? Okay.
Yeah, that happened.
I wasn't sure if you were piggybacking or if you were that was also going to be.
Well, it was Winter and Amy and John.
Okay.
And Allison and Marlo for all of their celebrations. Right.
I'm going to give a shout out to Invictus Brewing. Great food, great beer.
Thank you for providing me.
Yeah, definitely worth a worth a visit just to check out and have some food there. Like I said, I had like a bacon jam brie burger, and it was
enjoy
so
some James good. To wash down yes. your meal.
Do, and then bring him home in a crawler.
Oh,
like I did. Does anybody have anything to plug?
I'm still doing Twitch, I guess, Wednesdays, 7 p.m. Central Time, usually.
Cool, cool. In that case, thank you so very much. Sorry. Does anybody have any final thoughts?
Bye-bye. Love
you. Thank you so very much to everybody who has listened to this podcast and stuck around for all these years. We welcome you in the new year. We're going to keep doing this for another year, probably. Thanks for joining us on this stupid journey. Thank you to Gray for sending in the Fast Five. I know it probably pained you immensely to do it, but thank you for sending that in.
Thank you.
And on behalf...
I don't thank you. You're welcome.
On behalf of myself and James, apparently not Jenna. And Jenna, eat the fucking cake. I don't know what you're doing over there, but that was a bad joke.
I love that so much.